What's the grossest thing your coworker does? 1-800-330-9999. John looks... what's wrong, John?
I knew I was going to be a part of this bit as soon as I heard it. As soon as I heard it, you know, I knew what was coming.
So if you knew that, John, what is it that you think that we're about to say right now?
Okay, listen. I chew pens. I'm a pen chewer. It's what I do. I've done it for years. It's a very common bad habit, I grant you, but they're my own pens at my own workstation. I'll see what the problem is.
That's not what we're talking about.
That's right. It's not actually even why you're in here.
It's nothing. But it is nasty that you do that.
It is nasty.
Thank you for pointing it out.
And I have told him multiple times. And the thing is it's all the pens in that other room. And once he starts chewing on the pens, I don't want those pens back, obviously.
Yeah, he definitely chews pens. It's gross. But I'm talking about something else that's nastier that you did yesterday. So producer John and producer Sean share a studio. And producer Sean was on vacation last week. Mm-hmm. So he was by himself in the studio. And every time I would go in there, I noticed something. And I was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, like at first you thought to yourself, well, maybe there's something going on, right? Yeah. And this is, you know, some sort of correction for him physically. Yeah. And then after you realize that it went on all day and then it went on the next day and the next day too.
And I was like, this is just nasty. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about, John?
I have a feeling I know what you're talking about, Anna.
Why do you keep taking your shoes off at work?
Because I shower daily. I put on fresh socks every morning and I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
So if that's the case, why does everybody else here wear shoes, John? Because I believe that most other people have been showering. They have put on a fresh pair of socks as well.
Yep. But somehow I keep my shoes on.
Somehow.
Do I walk around the hallways out here with my shoes off? Do I walk around the kitchen with my shoes? Do I walk in here in the main studio with my shoes off? No, I don't. I'm at my own workstation in my own office wearing no shoes.
And do you understand that that is the answer to the very reason why it's weird? Because
and gross.
You're doing it in a private setting because you believe that every one of those other settings that you would be doing it in that you named would be inappropriate.
Of course it would be inappropriate.
But in your studio, it's totally appropriate, which is, by the way, again, a studio that you share. I mean, it's not just your domain.
Yeah, but it's with Sean.
Does Sean care when you take off his shoes?
Oh, my God. Sean's got his shoes off right now in the other studio right now.
Wait a minute.
Come in here, Sean.
Wait a minute.
He's holding up his foot in the other studio right now. And that is a big, ugly sock, by the way.
Hold on. They both
look more like a slipper. Now I need to know. So wait a minute.
So if you're missing what's happening right now, Sean just put up his feet. Sean, you also don't wear shoes in that studio?
Time and time again, I won't, but I just did that to kind of break John Stone's.
Okay. All right. So you guys don't have some sort of agreement where you go in there and it's like a pagoda and all of a sudden, you know, you're like in robes and you're hanging out.
You have clearly put more thought into this than either of us ever have. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying when you don't take you take your shoes off in a public setting at work, it's gross. It's a gross thing that your coworker does. The fact that Sean also has his shoes off is very strange. 1-800-330-9999. What is the grossest thing that you have seen a coworker do? Sometimes your coworkers are just nasty. Producer John, I noticed last week, he had his shoes off every single day. And he just had his feet dangling there. And I would look and I'd be like, is he serious right now? Put your shoes on.
And he seemed to really enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
He milled around in that studio a lot last week, more than he normally does. He normally looks to escape, but once the shoes were off, no, he was happy in there.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. What's the grossest thing your coworker does?
Hey, thankfully I've never actually seen this, but we've had coworkers use a water bottle as a bathroom and leave it in our work trucks.
Oh, yeah. Like, so if you're working all day and driving a truck, like, I mean, the urine bomb, all right? It's a thing. I mean, if you were cleaning along the side of the highway, you'd run into these things all over the place, Anna.
Really?
Yeah. Long-haul truckers, stuff like that. But a lot of times, you know, they'll get rid of it. But who are you driving for?
We deliver liquor.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to have that booze.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah. That's opening himself up to way too many jokes. Thank you very much. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. The grossest thing your coworker does.
She picks her ear with her hand. She digs it right in there, and it's right across from me. And I see it every single day.
It's so nasty.
I'll check my ears.
Yeah.
I won't lie. I'll give it a little.
And then you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, right at it.
He puts his pinky in his ear,
that's right.
And then he takes it out and he examines it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's not just, doing it, casually. He digs in and will be doing it for, a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, how much could really be in there, right? that's all I'm saying. How much could be in there?
Thank you.
I don't know what it is I expect to see, but...
It's nasty when
you do
that.
I do want to look.
Yeah, you do it often. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the gross thing your coworker does?
Cut their fingernails after death.
Raven does this
no.
Semi-often.
So all his nails fly everywhere. And when you're in a cubicle, you could actually fly over the top and it lands on your desk.
No, I mean, that's torque. I mean, that's just good torque. But I mean, Anna acts like I do this all the time or did my full mani-pedi here in the studio. I cut a hangnail one time in front of her and she was so disgusted. She holds on to it all these years later.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a list of gross things that Raven does.
Go to the bathroom. Do it at home. Why are you on a phone call with a client cutting your nails and then flying?
Fair question.
It landed on my desk, and I'm like, what the?
Right, what are you supposed to do now? You're supposed to remove the nail from the desk?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Raven, the other thing that you do that's gross, and I'm sure I do things that are also you would think are nasty.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, is that you always suck your fingers. Whenever you're eating anything, even if it's an apple or a banana, things that don't require you sucking your fingers, you still suck them. You make the noise.
I don't have time to get out of the studio, so I got to make sure that my fingers are relatively clean before I touch everything again.
So you use your spit.
That's right.
On the board that everybody touches. Yeah, that's not gross at all.